بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، continuing learning, studying and reviewing some of the beneficial guidance and the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his daily life. We have seen in our previous class that there are some manners with regards to the home, and that at night time, whenever the night starts to spread, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had some guidance that he would follow and that he commanded his companions to follow at this time. Like what?
Just close the doors and that's all?
And say Bismillah.
And say Bismillah. What else?
Close the room door and say Bismillah.
Close the doors and say Bismillah. And? What about the cups?
Uncover the cups
and say Bismillah. And the food and the drink and you say Bismillah. And you close the lids and you say Bismillah. Naam. And then inshallah shaitan will not be able to
come in
or to work corruption or to do bad things in the home. Likewise, this was mentioned about before going to bed, before sleeping, also to shut the doors and to say the name of Allah and to close the windows is along with that. Shutting the doors, yani closing all of the ways that lead outside. So therefore, to shut the doors and say Bismillah, likewise before one goes to bed. And this is what we want to discuss today, about going to bed. So before one goes to bed, he makes sure that the doors are shut and one says the name of Allah. And this means that somebody's asking Allah to help them. And this means that a person, he remembers Allah and he remembers that he's weak and that he needs the help of Allah. So we shut the doors and we say the name of Allah. But likewise, similar to the doors, the windows as well. Also we shut them. We shut them, yani at the Maghrib time and also at the time when we go to bed. And we say the name of Allah. And we don't leave them open. Unless there is some type of need. For example, there is a need to have the window open because of the heat or because of a reason like this. Yani it's okay, inshallah, then to leave the window open according to a necessity. But not just to leave all of the windows open. Unless, again, if there's a need. But likewise, this is also with regards to the doors inside the house. That the doors inside the house should be shut as well whenever somebody goes to bed. So the closet doors, they're shut. And the other doors, they're likewise shut. If there are some houses have many doors and doorways going into every room. And if this causes a problem or makes it not good for the circulation of the air, then certain doors could be left open. Or sometimes there are doors in the house that are always left open because of the circulation. The house is just made with those doors there. That's okay, inshallah. But one thing that we want to remember and learn is that shutting the doors also includes the bedroom door. So before somebody goes to bed, they should sleep with their door closed. And they mention the name of Allah. So the children, before they go to bed, what do? They close the door and they say, Bismillah. And they're asking for the help of Allah. And likewise, the parents. So we close the doors. We close the doors and we say the name of Allah. And he's specifically here now, after the whole house is locked and safe, inshallah. Then we close the bedroom door and we don't sleep with it open. So this is also included in the benefits from the previous narrations that we were studying about the etiquettes and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the house. So now, if a believer has closed the doors and mentioned the name of Allah and closed the cups and the likes and covered the food and put out all of the candles or the dangerous things that could be harmful, the person has taken care of all of that, and now they close their door in their bedroom and they say Bismillah and they want to go to bed. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, likewise, he has given us some very beneficial guidance with regards to sleeping and how we should sleep and what we should do before we sleep. And this is what we want to discuss today. It has been narrated from Al-Bara' ibn Azib, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مَلْجَعَكَ فَتَوَضَّعْ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ ثُمَّ اطَّجِعْ عَلَى شِقِّكَ الْأَيْمَنِ ثُمَّ قُلْ. To the end of the hadith. We're just going to take a portion of this hadith because it's a long hadith. Now, and this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. So, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Al-Bara' radiyallahu anhu that if you go to your bed, meaning if you're ready to go to bed, to lay down, to go to sleep, then you should make the wudu that you make for salah. You should make the wudu that you make for salah. Everybody knows how to make wudu for salah? It's also from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make that same wudu, but not for salah, but rather to go to sleep. To go to sleep. إِذَا تَيْتَ مَلْجَعَكَ فَتَوَضَّعْ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. So therefore, from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before sleeping, is that he would make wudu. Is that he would make wudu and he would go to sleep upon tahara. That he would go to sleep upon tahara. And likewise, there's another sunnah in this hadith from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, ثُمِّ اطَّجِعْ عَلَى شِقِّكَ الْأَيْمَنِ. And then after that, lay on your right side. And then after that, lay on your right side. On your right side. Everybody knows the right side from the left side? The right side, not the wrong side. What's the wrong side? We want to lay on the right side. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he laid on his right side. Ala shiqqihi al-ayman. Now, even in some wordings or in some narrations, it mentioned that he would put his right hand under his right cheek and lay on his right side, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he told Al-Bara' sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Al-Bara' radiyallahu anhu, he said, ثُمَّ قُلْ, and then say. And then he mentioned a long supplication and dhikr before sleeping. And we're not going to discuss the long supplication, but we will discuss the short one, inshallah. So therefore, likewise from the sunnah, we see that the believer, when he goes to bed, also he will not go to bed upon heedlessness and forgetfulness, but rather he will go to bed upon the remembrance of Allah. We'll go to bed upon the remembrance of Allah. This is from the noble and upright manners and the good way of a believer. And this is from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see in this narration, we learn three sunan with regards to sleeping. What is the first one? Before sleeping, what do you do? Even before that, what do you do? Make wudu. You make wudu. You make wudu. And then after that, you shut the doors and say Bismillah. Sah. That has preceded. But here in this hadith, we want to learn that we make wudu before we go to bed. And we sleep upon tahara. And then after that, likewise, what do? We lay on? Lay on? Which side do we lay on?
The right side.
The right side. We lay on the right side. And then after that, what do? We make the dhikr. We make the dhikr. We make the dhikr. So, we know how to make wudu, alhamdulillah. We know how to lay on our right side, alhamdulillah. Now, we have to start learning some adhkar that we mentioned before we go to sleep. We have to learn some adhkar that we mentioned before we go to sleep. The people of knowledge, they mention with regards to the laying on the right side. This is a great sunnah, and we should not leave it. Some people, maybe they say, I can't sleep on my right side. Or it's hard for me to sleep on my right side. We tell them to fear Allah, and to try to sleep on your right side as much as possible. But if you cannot sleep on your right side, at least don't leave this sunnah. Meaning that when you go to bed, you lay down and you start out on your right side. And then if after that, after you have started on your right side and you start making some adhkar, then after that, if you have to turn over to the left side, inshallah, it's okay. But we shouldn't just leave the sunnah all the way. Somebody says, oh, it's hard for me to sleep on this, on the right side. Well, then you just start out on the right side, and then if you roll over after that because you need to, then inshallah, it's okay. Then inshallah, it is okay. But even some of the doctors have found some wisdom and health benefits from sleeping on the right side. But as for us, that's just extra beneficial knowledge. As for us, we follow the guidance of the Prophet because he's the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that suffices us. But also, if we see some health benefits that have been found today, that's good too, alhamdulillah. In any case, we go to bed on our right side. If we can't sleep on our right side and we have to turn over after that, we can turn over. But we don't just start out on the left side, for example. Is that clear? Alhamdulillah. May Allah give us success to follow the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has come also in another narration from Bara. This is in Sahih Muslim. That he said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ إِذَا أَوَى إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ نَامَ عَلَى شِقِّهِ الْأَيْمَنِ ثُمَّ قَالَ. Yani al-hadith. And also at Bara, he said, radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he would go to his bed, he would lay on his right side, and then he would say the same dua. So we see here that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he followed this sunnah himself, and also he called others to do it. So therefore, this is called a sunnah al-qawliya wal-fi'liya. This sunnah has been established from his actions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also from his statements. And this is from the strongest of sunnah. The strongest of sunnah is whenever it comes from his actions and his statements. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-sunnah al-qawliya wal-fi'liya. As-sunnah al-qawliya wa al-fi'liya. So we see here that this particular sunnah of sleeping on the right side has come from his actions. He did it himself. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he also asked others to do it. And commanded the ummah likewise to sleep in this manner. To sleep in this manner. Now, we want to also continue to discuss this issue and to remember that the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we follow his guidance, we will be guided. And his guidance, it leads to the pleasure of Allah. And his guidance, it leads to paradise. And his guidance, it leads to happiness in this life and the hereafter. And his guidance, it leads to all good. And it's a means of safety and savior from all evil. So therefore, and we remember this, this is why we're studying this. And this is from the benefits of learning the seerah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can be happy. So that we can be happy in this life. And so that we can be happy in the hereafter. So also from his guidance sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are some prohibitions. He has prohibited a certain type of ways of sleeping. And this has come in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that he said, رَأَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَجُولًا مُضْطَجِعًا عَلَى بَطْنِهِ فَقَالْ. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a man laying on his belly. He saw a man laying on his belly. So he said to him, إِنَّ هَذِهِ ضِجْعَةٌ لَا يُحِبُّهَا اللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told that man, verily this is a way of laying that Allah does not like. That Allah does not, إِنَّ هَذِهِ ضِجْعَةٌ لَا يُحِبُّهَا اللَّهِ. This is a way of laying, this is a form of laying that Allah does not love. Allah does not like it. So therefore, from the ways of laying, a person, he can lay on his right side, he can lay on his left side, he can lay on his back, but we don't lay on the belly. We don't lay on our bellies. Naam, this is prohibited. Laying on the bellies is something that is disliked. It's something that is disliked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not like that type of laying, when somebody lays on their belly. And this is clear in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Now, there is also another narration with regards to this issue. And it's from the hadith of Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, that he says, مَرَّ بِي النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَنَا مُطَجِعٌ عَلَى بَطْنِي ala batni. He said, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. He says, yani Abu Dhar, his name is Jundub ibn Junada. Jundub ibn Junada radiyallahu anhu. So he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed by me, and I was laying on my belly. فَرَقَضَنِي بِرِجْلِهِ. So he kicked me with his foot. And not hard. He moved me with his foot like this. And وَقَالَ يَا جُنَيْدِبِ. يَا جُنَيْدِبِ. What's his name? Jundub. His name is Jundub. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called him بِإِسْمْ تَسْقِرِ. يَا جُنَيْدِبِ. When you want to talk nice to somebody like this and to be a little bit kind with them, you call them and you can change their name to Tasghir. Instead of saying, yeah, you say Ubaid. Uh-huh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would call Anas. Yeah, Unais. Yeah, Unais. Yeah, little Anas, like this. Little Anas. And this good manner. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he nudged him with his foot and then he said, yeah, Junaidib. He said, oh, Junaidib. This is the way that the people of the hellfire lay down. This is the way that the people of the hellfire lay down. They're laying on their bellies facing the flames. Iyadhan billah. Nasal Allah al-afiyah wa salama. This hadith is in Sunan Ibn Majah. Now, this hadith is in Sunan Ibn Majah. And the ruling from this is that it is not permissible. It is not permissible for someone to lay on their belly or to lay on their face down. Naam, and this is something that Allah does not like. And this is something that is from the way of the people of the hellfire. A'udhu billah, we will never want to imitate the people of the hellfire. We will never want to imitate the people of the hellfire. So therefore we leave that type of laying. We don't lay like that. Naam, not whenever we're sleeping and not whenever we're just laying around and the likes like this. Naam, we don't lay on our bellies. Tayyim. Also, it has been narrated by Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu that he said, كَانَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَنَامْ قَالَ بِسْمِكَ اللَّهُمَّ أَمُوتُ وَأَحْيَا. بِسْمِكَ اللَّهُمَّ أَمُوتُ وَأَحْيَا. Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he wanted to go to sleep, then he would say, بِسْمِكَ اللَّهُمَّ أَمُوتُ وَأَحْيَا. O Allah, with your name, I die and I live. I die and I live. And all of this is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we entrust all of our affairs to Him because it is in His hands and by His command. And we are alive by His permission and by His power and will. We live and we move. And also by His permission and by His command, we will die. And sleeping is a type of death. Sleeping is a type of death. And we'll find in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many examples of this and supplications that are very suitable for the time of sleeping or even in the evening supplications, in the evening adhkar. Many times it's mentioned the reminder of death and the reminder of the meeting of Allah in the hereafter and the likes like this. So therefore, whenever a believer, he goes to sleep, he remembers Allah and he remembers that he is alive to worship Allah. And he remembers that he has many great, great blessings from Allah. And he remembers that he's returning to Allah. And this is how one will go to sleep. One will go to sleep remembering the usul of Iman. One will go to sleep remembering the pillars of Islam. One will go to sleep remembering the pillars of Iman. And this is a beautiful way. And whoever goes to sleep like this, inshallah, they will wake up like that. Whatever somebody goes to sleep upon, they will wake up in that manner. If somebody goes to sleep upon the remembrance of Allah, bi-idhnillah, they will wake up upon the remembrance of Allah. If they go to sleep upon the remembrance of Allah, inshallah, they will wake up upon the remembrance of Allah. But if they go to sleep upon heedlessness and forgetfulness, and some people, they even go to sleep upon sin, listening to haram things, sleeping, they fall asleep upon haram sounds and music, a'udhu billah, or images, and nasal Allah al-afiyah wa salama. And how could they wake up upon khair? How could they wake up upon khayr? A believer here, he goes to sleep remembering at Tawheed and remembering his Lord and remembering the favors of Allah and the blessings of Allah. In this manner, we can have success. Likewise, in the same narration, Hudhayfa, he says, وَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ مِن مَنَامِهِ قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. And then also whenever he would wake up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after sleeping, he would say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana. All praise and thanks is to Allah, the one who has brought us back to life after causing us to die. Wa ilayhi an-nushur. And to him is the return, and to him is the resurrection. And to him is the resurrection. So likewise, a believer, he remembers Allah whenever he wakes up. And waking up is a favor and a blessing from Allah. And some people they go to sleep and they don't wake up. Some people, they go to sleep and that time they went to sleep, that's the sleep for them. They never wake up. This is something that is known. I know people personally that have fallen to sleep and never woke up. And if some of us, we remember whenever we were in Michigan, there was a brother who came and visited. There was a brother who came and visited his mother, and the brothers went to eat with him, and they after Jumu'ah, they spent much time with him, and they dropped him off at his house, and he took a nap, and he never woke up. He never woke up. And after that, the brothers, they watched him. That they just had Jumu'ah with him. He came to the Jumu'ah with us. And then he ate with the brothers, and then he was fine, and he laughed with them, and he went to his mother's house, and he fell asleep, and he never woke up. And there, he never woke up. And this is the case. This is something that we know and we see. So therefore, to go to sleep is something, it's a blessing from Allah to sleep. And likewise, it's a blessing from Allah to wake. So that whenever we wake up, we remember that it's a favor from Allah and a blessing. And if we go to sleep and we die, we want to die upon the remembrance of Allah. If we go to sleep and we don't wake up, we want to have the mercy of Allah. So therefore, we remember Him. We remember Him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember Him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we sleep. So therefore, this is the adhkar that we want to memorize. That we want to memorize. And this is very simple. This is where we want to begin. Maybe some people have already memorized it. Alhamdulillah. That's good. Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, in your name I die and in your name I live. In your name I die and in your name I live. Naam, so this is the... And for those who have memorized other adhkar, this would be the first one that one would say. And so that way, it's like beginning with the sleep with Bismillah. Bismika Allahumma. So you begin with the name of Allah. And I mentioned, and just briefly, in general, also where we should start with regards to the adhkar of the Nawm, and what is most important with regards to that. And that is, we want to learn this short adhkar, dhikr, from the Sunnah, from the Hadith of Hudhayfa. It's found in Sahih Bukhari. And then likewise, we recite Ayatul Kursi. And also we recite the last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. The last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. These right here are from the most important adhkar that we want to learn. For those who have not learned anything yet, they should begin here. The easiest one, maybe if who hasn't memorized none of these, will begin with Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Just less than 5 words or so, just a few words. And then we practice it and we say it every night before we go to bed. And then after that, we start working on memorizing Ayatul Kursi, which is the greatest verse in the Quran. And we say that every night also before we go to bed. But these words, they have meaning. So we have to also memorize something from the meaning, even if it's summarized. We memorize the meaning. And if we just memorize the summarized meaning of Ayatul Kursi, we would have so much benefit, inshallah. It's all about Allah. That He's the only one that's worthy of worship, that He's alive and He never dies, and that He is providing and sustaining all things, and He needs nothing, and He doesn't get tired and sleepy, and He's not hungry. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That's the one that we worship. We worship the one who is alive and never dies, and we worship the one who feeds and is not fed, and we worship the one who does not get sleepy or tired, whether He's strong all the time. He's the one who's worthy of worship, and we remember Him before we go to sleep. Likewise, after that, we also memorize. We have to memorize the last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. And these are very, very beneficial verses to memorize and to learn and to know. And they contain the whole creed of a Muslim. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسوله. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. You have to memorize that. This is the case. And until the end of the verse, so much benefit to remember the pillars of faith and the pillars of iman and the foundations of the deen, and that we're slaves and that we listen to Allah and His Messenger and we obey them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that if we do that, then Allah will forgive us our sins and He will pardon us and He will give us victory over our enemies and He will aid us and make us strong and firm. So a believer, he's not heedless. From the greatest traits of a believer, meaning a good Muslim, is that they remember Allah often. That they remember Allah often. I just heard a very beautiful benefit from our Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin. And he was mentioning about his Shaykh, Shaykh Ibn Baz, Rahimahullah. And he was mentioning some benefits about his biography. And he mentioned something about his characteristics. And these things stuck out in my mind. And we know Shaykh Ibn Baz, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, how much the Ummah benefit from him. Until today, how much khair he left behind from fatawa and clarification and advice in the deen and in the sunnah. But Shaykh Ibn Baz, he said, excuse me, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he said about Shaykh Ibn Baz, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that he was somebody who always remembered Allah. This is what he knew from him. He always remembered Allah. He said he was never just not busy. Rather, he's all, whenever he was here, whenever he was there, he's always remembering Allah. And praising Him and thanking Him and saying Alhamdulillah and making the takbir and making tasbih and making tahli, always remembering Allah all the time. And you know what else he said about him? He said also he always made dua. He was somebody who made dua a lot. Many of us, we learn about dua and how important it is and beneficial it is. And many of us even, we learn a lot of dua also and memorize them, but we don't do that. We don't do that. If we look at so much good that Shaykh Ibn Baz, he had, and the good that he did and left behind, from the things that aided him to do that, and from the means that were that helped him to be so good, and to be so good for others likewise, is that he remembered Allah a lot, and he was somebody who made dua all the time, all the time. So therefore, we want to learn these supplications, and we want to be like them. Our role models, they're the Prophet. Our role model is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and the people who are upright from the people of knowledge who follow their ways. So this is such a great example. That we learn these supplications and we memorize them and understand them and we contemplate upon them and think about them every single day. Every single day. So we have our review, which is partially ready, and we apologize for the delay. And this is actually the first time we have incorporated our homeschool in this manner. So we're trying our best to make it available for others. And easy to follow along. So please have patience with us and pardon us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all success and to forgive us for our shortcomings. So we have released the first review, which is with regards to the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu, the introduction and the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his name. And you can review with your family from your book or from the audios or from your notes any tonight. And then likewise, we will review together, inshallah, in class tomorrow. And then also tonight or tomorrow, we will also have the next part of the review, which will be the timeline to the age of 40, which we had covered of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then after that, there will be another review that we will put for you. And it's the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his daily affairs. And then these are the issues that inshallah that we will have a test upon. And because of the way that the affair is unfolding, we had planned to have the test this week. But I think that maybe it's better for us just to review all this week together. And from reviewing the study guide review that we make for you, from you reviewing your notes. And then tomorrow and the next day we review together in class, and I will summarize for you and you can take more summarized notes. And also maybe we can talk to each other and ask some questions. And if you have advice for me, inshallah, we open the microphone for the next couple of days for the brothers to talk. And the sisters, of course, I prefer for them to communicate with Ustadh Abdurrahman. But if you want to text here, that is fine on the Zoom. Alhamdulillah, no problem. If you have a question or comment or correction or advice, we welcome that, alhamdulillah, and we cooperate with our brothers and sisters upon khair, and we ask Allah for success. And if that's the case, then we will have a test, inshallah, in one of the days of the break. And we will have the test, inshallah, in one of the days of the break, and we will announce that. So the break will be for 2 weeks, inshallah, or maybe three. We will see how it goes. Inshallah, it's good to have a break, but even in the break you benefit, and you don't just break and play the whole time. We will discuss about that likewise. We take a break from this class, but not a break from seeking knowledge, inshallah. And we will announce the time for the test. We will open, may Allah give us success and forgive us our shortcomings and our sins. and increase us in beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.